bro, January. January had hands. January had premium hands, I'm not gonna lie. And I caught them. Maybe not all of them, but I caught a lot of them. What a way to come back after being quiet for some time. Like, you just come back and you're telling people that January had hands. But that's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. It is what it is. And unfortunately, I can't do anything about it except catch these hands. Okay? Anyway, hey sweetie, hey cutie, how are you? And welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi, how are you doing? I hope you like it over here and you decide to stay. And if you're coming back again, hey, hey stranger, it's good to see you. Well, it's good to have you back. And thank you that you keep on tuning back in, even though this podcast host is like, suspect is the most inconsistent person ever. Or maybe I'm not the most inconsistent person ever, but it's like, girl, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this? But anyway, thank you that you keep on coming back. I hope you guys are good and I hope you've like been taking care of yourselves. I hope you've had a better January than I have, because as for me, child, you, I'll definitely get into that, because today I came here to spill my business on here. And one thing about me, I'm not about to fella in the mbelego. I'm about to cry as a child. I don't know how to translate what I just said, because it's ndebela stoliwa. I'm sorry. So unfortunately, only the people that speak and understand this ndebele are the ones that are going to get what I said. But anyway, I know I've been away for over a month. It's literally the 2nd of February today, and the last episode that I recorded and dropped was in December. I'm sorry, that's kind of embarrassing. We turned a year on the 24th of December. I definitely wanted to post an episode for that, but then life got in the way, procrastination got the best of me, and here we are over a month later. I didn't do that, but thank you to those of you that have been here since like day one and you keep on tuning in. I could name a few names, but then I'm not gonna do that. Appreciate you guys so much. I know two of my brothers, definitely since day one till now, they have been logged in and locked in since then. Thank you, appreciate you guys, love all of you. Yeah, it's been difficult being consistent and having to record stuff and having to figure out, what do I say on the mic? I'm coming here, what do I want to talk about? And stuff like that. That has been a bit difficult. It's like, I do have a number of topics that I could speak about. But then at the same time, it's like, where do I even start from? Is it enough material to talk about? You know, and stuff like that. And procrastination. I pray that this year the Lord delivers me from the hands of procrastination. I pray that I stop being a procrastinator, because it's holding me back so much. Anyway, before I ramble too much, let's talk about the last episode that I dropped, which was the one where I had my friend Natsua over. I received a bit of feedback on that from some of you guys that I tuned in from my regular day ones. I did receive some feedback. Some of it was positive. What you call it? Positive criticism. Constructive criticism. Absolutely appreciated. But then I just want to say, because I'm human, in my human nature, sometimes I don't want to hear positive criticism. Sometimes I don't want to hear constructive criticism, because it doesn't always construct me as a person. And it's a me thing. It's something that I'm working on. Thank God it's something that I'm very aware of. So, but then I truly appreciate that. And in terms of that episode, I do realize that there's like a lot that I could have, or that we could have unpacked in terms of that episode. But in my head, I think I was blind. Not that I was blindsided, but then it's like I was blind to the fact that I'm having a conversation with someone who is my friend, and I know them very well, and I know some of the things that they're talking about. I have the backstory to that, but then I blind. I was like, I wasn't necessarily aware of the fact that, okay, I didn't take it into consideration, the fact that other people who are listening to that episode don't know this person as much as I know them. So they might say things, and then I know where it's coming from. But then somebody else who's listening, they don't know who Natsua is. They don't know why he said A, B, and C. And maybe it might have been good to unpack some things a bit more. And I didn't do that with a lot of things. Now that I'm aware of it, when and if I ever have other guests, or even Natsu himself, if he decides to come back on the podcast, I will definitely take that into consideration. I will make sure to be mindful of that fact, right? To if someone says something, even if I know where it's coming from, just to give the reader context and to take them along on that journey and to give them understanding, just to ask questions and dive deeper into certain things. I'll be sure to do that next time. And also, we had recorded like two episodes. The second one, when I tried editing it, I messed it up. So that's why I didn't upload it. Like, one thing about me, editing. Yeah. Editing is not really my best friend. So, yeah, that's that on that. Next time when I have people over, I'm gonna make sure to take certain things into consideration. But also, I'm not like too mad at how it went down because, first of all, I enjoyed the conversation. One, two, that's the tone that I want to set for anyone else that I bring on here. It's not an interview. I'm not bringing any of my friends or my family members on here to be bombarding them with questions, to be asking, like to be diving too deep into certain things. No, it's just for us to have a conversation, like a random conversation about things. It could be about anything. So that's why I might not approach it in like very interview style type of thing, because it's not an interview, it's a conversation with whoever this person is that I've chosen to have a conversation with. So I hope we'll be getting more of my friends and family over here. Some of my friends said no, they know themselves, but we're not gonna get into that. It's fine, it's okay. We're gonna bring. And then, why is this thing making noise? I haven't opened my laptop in like a long time, so now notifications are coming in, and I'm just like, bro, why am I getting notifications? But anyway, not now. Not now, sweetie. Not now. So, to get into today's episode, I just want to talk about the hands that January had because I caught a lot of them. First of all, I was sick. But that was like towards the end of January. I was sick. I caught the flu. And yo, guys, that flu had hands. The first 2 days I was laying down because I couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't move. I couldn't do nothing. Everything was painful. I had fever. At night, it's like I was cold, but I was sweating. Like I was cold and hot at the same time. I remember this one day when I had to leave the house and go to the pharmacy. I legit wanted to leave the house in a hoodie, because that's how hot I felt, but it was absolutely cold outside. But because of this fever, I was literally feeling hot on the inside. And guys, being sick, anyone who knows me knows I always say this, being sick as an adult who lives alone is the absolute ghetto, because you literally have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you go to the doctors because your employer wants a sick note. And you also want a prescription or whatever. So you have to make sure that you get your sick self to the doctors. You have to make sure that you go to the pharmacy. You have to make sure that you are eating, you're taking care of yourself. Where am I gonna get the strength and the energy to cook when I'm feeling sick? Where should I get that strength and the energy? But then also, I have to eat because I have to be taking in medication and my body needs the strength. It's a lot. It's really a lot. And this because I was sick this past week really like got to me. It really like got me down because I was like, Lord, I mean, some problems you shouldn't be giving them to others, to certain people. You know that I live by myself, So if I'm being sick now, who's supposed to take care of me? Now I'm not only sick, but I'm feeling depressed because I'm just like, it's a lot. Kuningi and mina nyiwan. Do you get what I'm saying? So it definitely did get me down to a point whereby I was just laying in bed and I was just like, am I depressed? Am I like going through it? I was low-key feeling I was in a depressive state, is how I can put it, because it was getting me down. And I'm just contemplating on life and I'm just like, oh my days, life. January, I was just trying to figure it out. I'm like, God, where are we going? Like, where is this year supposed to go? Like, what's the plan for the year? Because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's supposed to happen. What's the plan? Am I supposed to be planning for things? I realized that I'm no longer that keen on planning for things because I've faced so many disappointments. I'm just like, I just want to save myself the heartbreak and the disappointment of not being able to achieve the things that I set out to achieve, or feeling like life is redirecting me in a completely different direction as to what I planned. You know, I feel like I no longer have the drive and the enthusiasm and the ambition that I had when I was like 19, 20, 21, because that's when I was like, I'm gonna grab life by the throat and I'm gonna win at this life thing. Now I'm just like, I just wanna be alive to see the next day, and that's okay. I don't have big plans. Speaking of which, I was literally talking to Kanye yesterday, and we were just talking about how January had hands, and I was just like, Chimmy, I feel like Ngiyagowa as a person, like I'm going through it. And she's like, oh, maybe like if you have like things to look forward to, like maybe your goals, what are your goals for the year? And I'm like, mate, I don't have goals for the year. Like, I have nothing planned. I do have a vision board that I spontaneously created, and I put like a number of images on there just for fun, just to give my brain that visual, you know, type of thing. But then I don't really have plans to be like, oh, okay, fine, these are my goals for the year. My number one goal is to be alive, mate. That's all. Like, and I feel like I've given up on myself so much and on a lot of things. And I just keep on trying to figure out what exactly disappointed me, because I know I feel this way when things disappoint me. Like, when something disappoints me, then my heart just sort of like it shuts itself, or it withdraws from certain things, because I'm just like, that disappointment, it was a bit too much to handle. Or maybe when I don't deal with things, then my heart is just like in the space where it's like, I'm not gonna deal with that, I'm not gonna like pursue that any further. So I think that's how I've been feeling with a lot of things. And also in terms of like content creation, that's why I haven't been putting out an episode for so long, because I'm not gonna lie, I felt like I didn't want to record an episode. I didn't want to take out my mic, plug it into the computer, press record and start talking into the mic. It just felt like it was a lot. It felt like it required a lot out of me. And I was just like, I'm really not in that space for that right now, you know, with the fashion content that I usually create. I'm just like, I feel like I don't have any creative juices in me. Like, my creativity is at an all-time low, and I feel like I don't want to do all these things that I usually love and enjoy to do. But at the moment, I'm like, no, I don't want to pursue none of that. And I know this is not who I am. I know it's not from God. So I'm just like, whatever it is, it's beating me up. Like, I don't want to blame the other guy too much. If you're a Christian, you understand which other guy I mean. I don't like giving him too much credit. But then sometimes I'm just like, boy, stop it. Anywho. Anywho. So yeah, that's how I've just been feeling with things. And I've realized that as I grow older, it becomes harder for me to be like vulnerable. Vulnerable, like with the people around me, with myself, and even with God. That's sad. That's some dark stuff. Because what do you mean you can't be vulnerable with God? But then it's something that I struggle with sometimes. I realize that vulnerability. I'm just like, when you become too spiritual about, not too spiritual, but when you try to be too holy about things. So when like bad things happen or when things that disappoint me happen, instead of going to God and being like, this and that and the other happened and it disappointed me or I feel let down or whatever, I'm just like, okay, take it to the chest and move. Like, okay, oh, that happened. Okay, fine, we move. And in that we move, a lot of things go unaddressed or unattended to. And it's like, it just keeps on building up on this numbness to a point whereby it's like now even vulnerability with God becomes difficult because you've just built up this wall of trying to like protect yourself and stuff like that. So I realized that, yeah, no, I'm struggling with vulnerability. I don't even cry anymore. I used to be a cry. I used to, anything, I'm sad, I'm feeling low, I'm what, I would cry a lot. Now I barely even cry. Like, even when I try to cry, nothing comes out. It's like, oh, okay, that happened. Okay, fine, we move. And that is absolutely no way to live. Like, it's yeah, no human is meant to live like that. I think as people we're supposed to lean on each other and be there for each other and support each other. But then my mindset has been, I'm not venting to anyone that doesn't have the solutions to my problem. Babe, people don't always have to have the solutions to your problem. Guys, I think I should be a therapist. Because like I be presenting myself with my own problems, but also the solution at the same time. So like I'm saying, you don't just vent to people so that they or open up and be vulnerable to people so that they give you the solutions to your problem. Sometimes it's just to let out that burden of whatever it is that you're carrying, because as a human being, you were never meant to carry things on your own. That's why God gave you community. That's why God gave you people. It's funny, I'm telling myself everything that I need to hear right now. But yes, God gives you communities that you lean on them so that you can depend on that structure and be like, yo, I feel like life is having so many hands right now. I don't know how to navigate. I don't know whether I'm coming or I'm going. Like, I don't know how to figure it out. And you might not have the solutions for me, but I just need a listening ear. cringe. I'm saying cringe because I feel like I'm oversharing right now. And lately, the thought of oversharing, it makes me want to put my finger at the back of my throat and gag. It makes me want to, oh, it makes me sick. Okay? Like, it makes me, I'm just like, bro, I don't want to be doing none of that. I can't believe I used to be the girl that like writes paragraphs, especially on like Instagram, because low key I used to be a motivational speaker. I used to be writing paragraphs on Instagram and being like, oh guys, if you're going through life, or just sharing my personal experiences and stuff, even on like WhatsApp with like my friends and family, I used to be doing that. Now the thought of feeling like I'm oversharing, it makes me cringe. Sometimes I'll literally just post, this is what I've been doing a lot lately. Like, I'll literally just post maybe like a meal that I'm having and I'll feel like I'm oversharing. Or I'll post, this is what I'm doing. Or I'm cleaning, whatever. And I'll feel like I'm oversharing. Like, I literally cringe. I know it's something that I enjoy doing, but at the same time, I'm cringing doing it because I'm like, why are you sharing so much with the internet? Why are you being so open on the internet, child? But the devil is a liar, child, because it's like I'm saying, it's something that I actually enjoy doing. So why are you making me feel that way, bro? Why are you making me feel like I'm killing people? People share worse off things on the internet, and you're making me cringe for something small. But anyway, without rambling too much, I'm getting tired of talking. Going forward, I hope February is better than January was. I hope it brings a lot of clarity. And if you are feeling the way that I'm feeling, and you're like, there's a lot of confusion in my life. I hope February is filled with more clarity for you. I hope that God shows you the path that you're supposed to be taking. I hope that He shines His light where you're supposed to be walking. The word says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If I'm not mistaken, it's something like that. Let me Google it, because one thing about me, I'm not about to give you false scripture. I'm not about to stand before God and He'll be like, you were telling people that your word is what? Your word is a light and a lamp, and you weren't even sure what you were saying. Okay, here we have the verse. It's Psalm 100. Ay man, kaume. It's Psalm 119, verse 105, and it says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. That's the NIV version. Let's go to the NKJV, because that's the version that I like. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay, so it's basically the same thing. So I hope that God continues to give us clarity and show us the way in which we should go in as we attempt to like serve Him and live our lives for Him and stuff like that. And I want to do something that I have never done on here before, but then I just feel like personally I need it. And maybe somebody's listening to this and they're like, I need it as well. So let us just have a short moment of prayer. You know, okay, I'm kind of like, my heart is kind of like, you know, it's palpitating right now, because praying in front of people is not really an easy thing to do. I know right now no one is watching, but then the fact that somebody's going to listen to this, but then it's not about me, it's about God. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you have blessed us with. Thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you guide us, Heavenly Father. Thank you that your word says that whether we turn to the left or to the right, we'll hear a voice behind us saying this is the way in which we should go. Heavenly Father, I pray for your direction and your guidance in our lives. I pray that even when we misstep or when we take the wrong turns, Heavenly Father, that you redirect us. I pray that you show us the way in which we should go as we attempt to live our lives for you. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for us. I pray that you may be with each and every one of us, and I pray that we may constantly be reminded of your presence in our lives, for you have said that you will never leave nor forsake us. I pray, Lord God, for clarity. I pray for clear minds. I pray that as we get into this month of February, Heavenly Father, you give us clarity, for your word says that you're not a God of confusion. So nothing about confusion has a place in our lives, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the perfect sacrifice, Jesus, of dying for us on the cross and saving us and redeeming us to yourselves. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And the church said, Amen. So if you listened till this point, thank you for tuning in. I can't promise you consistency. I'm sorry. I'll just do my best to do what I can, because right now my main focus is surviving. And I hope you guys are good and that you continue to take care of yourself, drink water, exercise, do all those nice things, and I hope God continues to bless you and to guide you and to hold you up with his right hand of righteousness and to be with you in all things. And I pray that you continue to prosper as your soul prospers. And I hope 2025 is a better year. I hope at the end of the year we can look back at it and be like, things worked out for our good and we achieved so much and we grew so much and we learned so much and we gained so much understanding. I pray for that for all of us. And yeah, that's it. I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.